Sunday.com restaurant of the week is Nightingale. Fantastic place, 2551 Lindale Avenue there. Just great seafood. The lamb I've had there is delicious as well. Great vegetarian options. The plates are designed for sharing, but you don't have to share them. I generally don't. That's my suggestion. You can share, but not me. It's fantastic food. Stop on by. They got great cocktails as well. Plush booths, relaxed atmosphere. 2551 Lindale Avenue, south of Minneapolis. Nightingale is the eatlocalminnesota.com restaurant of the week. Melanie Adams is the deputy director for learning initiatives from the Minnesota Historical Society. She's kind enough to take some time out of her day to join us to talk about history as well as a current story that's in the news. Hi, Melanie. How are you today?
Great, great. Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much. I really do appreciate the time so much here. Just starting off here, once again, I'm just so proud to have Minnesota Historical Society. It's a fantastic historical society. There has been this renewed effort to not just talk about, you know, one or two elements of history, but to really embrace the thick layered, you know, story that is Minnesota's history from the Native Americans up until the present day. And I think you guys have done a magnificent job there.
Well, thank you. And I think that's, you know, what you say is really important about the layered nature of history. I think so many people consider the history they learned in fifth grade, third grade as, quote, the history with a capital H. And I think what we're learning is there are a variety of perspectives that go into the historical narrative. And so the work we're doing, whether it be Fort Snelling or any of our other sites, is really making sure all of those voices are heard throughout the stories that we're telling.
Over the years here, we've talked about Fort Snelling specifically. It's an interesting place because there is such a confluence of historical elements that are there. But it's also kind of a difficult place to work with because not only do you have the airport, you also have the Historical Society, you have the federal government. And last I remember, the federal government still owns the historic fort, and then the state owns the state park, which is on the lower level there. Am I correct on all those still?
So the Historical Society, so we run the historic fort.
Yes.
So we do have, as we said, the park services there. We have the Boy Scouts. So there are a variety of different organizations located on what is generally called historic fort, or called Fort Snelling.
Mm-hmm. And then the state park is on the lower area, which is still as far as important history that goes with the site is down there. And so, I mean, it's whenever you're talking about, you know, kind of making changes and stuff like this, it's something that I know the Minnesota Historical Society has done a magnificent ballet with, because I got to tell you the truth, that the legalese that you guys must have had to deal with to do some of these things is very difficult.
And one of the things, I mean, you think that is really important to talk about the nuanced histories there, and that's why it really is one of the most important sites in the state of Minnesota, because I think it does provide a story for everyone. So whether that is the military story, the Native American story, African American, Japanese American, I mean, I think it is a great confluence there of being able to show how people come together.
And you have, I remember when the fort, you know, whether it was admonishing themselves or just basically saying we need to update our times, they really started to embrace the Native American history, wanted to make sure that that was part of the experience for people coming to visit Fort Snelling. This was not just now. This is something that the fort's been doing for 10-plus years now. I mean, they've really made this new effort to really embrace all the historical elements, not just the white European settlers who came here and built the fort.
Right, and that was really important because I think before that time period, we had put the fort in a single time period. So we were telling the story of 1820s military, and we knew that was not the only story that took place at the fort. And so that is why we looked at how do we diversify the narratives that are being told there, because it's 10,000 years of history, not 4 or 5. And so that's how you bring in the Native American story, African American, Japanese American, by really extending the timeline of the events that happened at that place.
And by the way, I do, when the fort opens for the summer here, I do highly encourage you to go over there because Dred Scott case, originated at Fort Snelling. During World War II, the military was training the Asian American, troops that were there. The Asian American language school was there to help the troops that went in the war in the Pacific. There is a great, you know, level of history. And the Native Americans, and very understandably, you have the confluence of two major rivers, Minnesota, the Mississippi River, on a beautiful bluff there. the word that they called the area was it Bedote?
Bedote, correct. Yeah,
Bedote. And it had been a Native American gathering point, for, as you said, for thousands of years, correct?
Correct.
The fort, the reason why you and I are talking today is because the fort decided just to, on the welcome sign at the fort, this is, mm-hmm. by the way, none of this history is, you know, brand new. I mean, I believe in the film that you get to see in the Welcome Center about the site, they do mention that the Native Americans called it Bedote, correct?
Oh, yes. Yeah. We've used the term Bedote at the site before.
Yeah. It's not that this is new, but you decided to put up there, welcome to historic Fort Snelling, and in smaller letters underneath that, at Bedote. And that's on the front of the Welcome Center?
That is. And really, it is an indicator of a location. So when we're saying at Bedote, we're really talking about the location of historic Fort Snelling.
Mm-hmm.
And we felt that was really important to do because it is at the confluence of the two rivers, and that is the location and what it was called.
Do you have any idea why Senator Scott Newman and some of the other Republicans in the Senate are so angry about you including the word Bedote in the sign?
I think it's hard for me to answer that. I think what we're really trying to focus on, again, is how you started the conversation, is that we really feel that it's important that we're telling all of these stories. And we want our visitors, when they go to one of our sites, we really want them to be able to see their stories being told. And if we're going to be a welcoming, truthful, historic space, we have to recognize that land upon which the fort was built had an original name, which was Bedote. And so we are just talking about how the fort is located at Bedote, which is what it has been called for 10,000 years.
The last few years, we've actually seen a reinvestment in the Historical Society, the moving towards the new facility over at Fort Snelling that's going to be there, and that's been great. But now, and okay, we can leave political party out of this, but you have some senators who are so bothered by the word Bedote being included in the actual location name. They're calling it revisionist history. I actually call it history. I don't think you need to put revisionist in. It's the historical name for the area. But they're so bothered by this. I mean, the threat here is a cut of $4 million a year to the Historical Society's budget. 18% could be lead to 80 layoffs and a closure of popular sites if this goes through. I mean, I understand that the nuance of that you are playing here. You've got to be very careful, and I do understand that. But this is not a hollow threat. I mean, this is a substantial, nearly, you know, 20% of the budget for the Historical Society. And it seems that the purpose of this is, you know, and I don't know if they're just upset still about the renaming of Calhoun to Bede-Makaska or the other things, but there seems to be something really here that has so infuriated some of the senators that they're talking about drastic cuts and draconian cuts to the Minnesota Historical Society.
Right. And I really like the first sentence that you led with. We see it the same way you do in the sense of its history.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it does open us up to a larger conversation around what is history, how is it created? Because I think people do have this idea in their mind that history is something that was created at a certain time period and stayed static. And so anything that is added to the historical narrative is revising it. And I think we would argue against that. As you said, it is history. History is always changing as you get new information. So we're not revising history. We've always known it's been called Bedote. We just added a locator to the site.
It's not revisionist history if it's actually the history. It's not changing anything. It's
right.
Embracing.
Yes.
It's embracing. One of the things I think that sometimes people get upset about is, and I'll say this, the European culture was horrific to the Native Americans. The continual land grabs, the promises that they failed to follow through on, the continued pushing of the Native Americans further and further west off their native lands, it was truly horrible. And there are some things at the actual Minnesota History Museum in St. Paul, not at Fort Snelling, mm-hmm. but at the museum there, that does address some of these things. And it's some of the exceptional exhibits you have over there that are very good. But it's not as if the Historical Society is changing the Fort Snelling directly, saying white man bad. It's in no way. I mean, it's once again, you're acknowledging the history, but it's not, you know, it's not diminishing the fact that the Europeans played a major role in the westward expansion of the United States with Fort Snelling being built at those rivers. That the like I said, as you brought up yourself, the Dred Scott case came out of Minnesota. You've got the history at World War One. I mean, Spanish American War. I mean, I've been to the numerous the military parades that you've had there, and the Spanish American War and World War One and World War Two. These are all important historical moments there. It's not diminishing, it's embracing. And that's just one thing I think that the Historical Society, that's the real message here. It's not about revisionist history, it's embracing history from all levels.
Right. And I think I really like the way you said that, in terms of, I think people think when you add additional narratives, you have to take a narrative away. Mm-hmm. And that is not necessarily the case. It really is, there is room for everyone's story. And that's what we're doing, both at Historic Fort Snelling as well as our sites throughout the state.
It's an interesting, I'll say it this way, it's an interesting controversy, I'll say it that way, that's for sure. I know the fort, just to let everyone know, Historic Fort Snelling will, at Bedote, will be opening up for the season. Is that Memorial Day weekend this year?
Yes.
All right. And then it runs through the summer. They have a amazing variety of special weekends there that touch on every element of the history of the fort. Where can people go if they want to get more information about Historic Fort Snelling?
For more information, I would encourage them to check out our website. As you mentioned, we have different programs going on each weekend, as well as our general program. So if they just want to go to mnhs.org.
MNHS.org. I'll make sure I link to that. Are they doing the summer camps again out there? Those were great.
They are doing summer camps. They've kind of changed the focus a little. We always try something a little new so kids will come back. They are doing the summer camps, as well as we've made a few changes to our general program. We'll have different stations out there. And again, really great, kind of, as you mentioned, Saturday programs that look at a variety of histories, as well as an exhibit in conjunction with the Japanese American Citizens League.
And I do love 4th of July out there. You guys do always. It's always so much fun going out there at that point. Melanie Adams, we will drive people to mnhs.org. That's the website for Minnesota Historical Society. Not only Fort Snelling, all the year-round sites in Minneapolis, St. Paul, all the sites around the state. So plan your summer accordingly. Melanie, thank you very much. I really do appreciate the time today.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Melanie Adams, Deputy Director of the Learning Initiatives over at Historic Fort Snelling. And this is my point where I always say, go get your subscription. Go get your membership to the Minnesota Historical Society. It gets you into all these sites. They're fantastic. We'll take a break right now. We're going to separate this interview from what I'm about to say when I come back. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.